Welcome back to And, the side project where Andy and Anders talk about whatever weird things we want to talk about. I'm here with Anders Lee. Hello, Anders.
Super Anders Lee here.
That's right. And I'm not a big Superman fan, but you're a huge Superman buff. You got all the comics, you have a lot of toys. You think of yourself as a bit of a Superman.
Yeah, he's one of my, when I was a kid, everybody liked Batman, and like a good contrarian, I chose Superman seemed kind of played out for a while. Batman seemed like the cool character. Top two it's a tie between Green Arrow and Captain Marvel, the DC Shazam version. But I do have a big soft spot for Superman. My dad, who I'm staying with right now, he's a huge Superman fan. My first exposure was you remember the animated series, Superman, the animated series?
I was never much into capes. I liked Chris Ware and Daniel Klaus and cool stuff like that. But
see, I also read that stuff later. Like the library in St. Paul, Minnesota had, and where I'm staying right now as we're recording, which is why my sound may sound a little funky, but I don't know why that's the explanation. Yeah, St. Paul sound is just weird. No, it's I forgot my mic cord. The comic book section here is amazing. At the public library downtown St. Paul, the Central Library, they had Adrian Tumine, which I was reading when I was like 13. Mm. And they had, some Superman comics. It's hard to call him underappreciated, but I like Superman as a character.
Maybe he seemed a little bit too latest generation or silent generation, and then Batman was more like boomer and Gen X.
That's like, interesting. I mean, I would definitely...
Like Superman's kind of like a Boy Scout, and then Batman feels more like a conflicted, brooding character. And then I don't really know.
Green Arrow would be the most like explicitly leftist coded superhero. He's Robin Hood. And so eventually, I don't think that was even by design at first. And eventually the comic book, DC Comics was like, oh, right, he's Robin Hood. We should just make him like the liberal guy and Hawkman is the conservative guy. There we go. But Superman has very like popular front origins. He came about in the 1930s originally. He predates Batman.
He's like the first American comic book superhero.
Yeah, I would say that really the first superhero of the world. Because that was kind of a novel thing at the time. Comics were dedicated to a lot of different stories in the same book. And a lot of them were, detective stories and things like that. And harrowing tales, etc. And then these two guys... Jerry and Joe, Siegel and Schuster, from Cleveland, which is fun. There was a lot in the movie. There seemed to be, I didn't pick it up on this at the time, but there seemed to be a lot of Cleveland references in the movie. Hmm. Like apparently some of it was shot in Cleveland.
The Drew Carey cameo.
And honestly, in the next one, probably the woman who plays, what's her name, Mimi, will be one of the bad guys.
Whatever happened to Mimi?
That's a good question. We'll have to look that up.
She was a great TV villain. She's kind of like Divine or something in like a straight TV show.
Right. Yeah, we're going to make Divine cisgendered was basically Drew Carey's logic. Divine too woke. And that's, Superman, this movie was woke in a way. But the Cleveland, it's funny how I've noticed this with people from Cleveland, and I'm saying it and I'm realizing this is also true of people from St. Paul or really any city in the Midwest, is they have a compulsive need to be like, well, Cleveland's actually really cool. Mm-hmm. It gets a bad rap, but it's an incredible place where there's a great art scene, great music. And that's why I'm not there right now. And I'm in Brooklyn or wherever you meet these people. But that's definitely
from what I hear. That's not true. And Columbus is cool, but Cleveland is not.
Really? I think they both seem fine. I passed through Cleveland as a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I've only been to Cleveland briefly, and it was not a positive experience.
Really? What'd you do?
I went to a Leftover Crack show and was semi-robbed before the show by, like, a gang of punks. And then after the show, this guy pulled a knife on us, not to rob us, just because he was fucked up. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, just a very, you know, I was, like, 17. It was a very unpleasant time in Cleveland, I'm sure. That's not the full story of Cleveland, but all I know about it is being hassled by scumbags.
That seems like the bad kind of punk rock, the kind Superman wouldn't.
Exactly. So this movie is about a lot. It's about Israel Palestine. It's about the Silicon Valley elite taking over the rules-based international order. But it's also about punk, and it's about what punk truly means. That's really the central question of the movie, and I'm not even kidding. That is kind of what this movie is about.
Yeah, as it's kind of alluded to with those guitar licks in the theme you just played.
Yeah,
it's like this epic sounding and then which like took me a minute to accept as a movie, because part of the reason I like Superman so much when you compare him to Batman is plausible. That could actually happen. There could be, I mean, this is kind of what's happening now, frankly, with billionaires, is they're trying to save the world and fight crime in their own, you know, cowardly way. And the fictionalized version of that is Batman. Superman is totally outside human comprehension. Like, that could never happen. So why I was always so interested in it, part of the reason, is because, like, trying to interface with how people would actually react to a guy who can fly and has super strength and all this stuff. It's like beyond what would happen on Earth. And that's why I honestly have a soft spot for Man of Steel, the 2013 movie, because it tries to kind of answer that question. I think it sort of fails and is ultimately not that good of a movie, especially the latter half of it. But the opening, the beginning, I remember seeing the trailer a year before it came out and being completely blown away. It was shot by Terrence Malick's cinematographer from Tree of Life. That guy shot the Man of Steel. And it had this kind of like serious, like religious sheen to it, really grappling with what it means to be human. And this responsibility that he has. It's a very serious movie, and this is not that, but it is kind of getting at some of the same questions about what I think Superman, ultimately, a lot of these stories are about, is what does it mean to be human?